Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
And we are so glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon, and it begins with word that 200,000 new affordable houses are on the way to New York City. The word comes from Mayor Mamdani, who says, but wait, there's more. He's preserving another 200,000 over the next decade. It's a new block-by-block initiative aimed at curbing the city's affordable housing crisis. And oh yeah, the mayor says it's going to take a lot of construction workers to build those homes. Can you say new jobs? 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa leading us off on this Tuesday.
The plan is called Block by Block. Mayor Mamdani says housing will improve one plank at a time. There's constructing new affordable apartments, improvements to NYCHA.
Starting on October 1st of this year, inspectors will investigate every single heat complaint the city receives.
Sumathi Kumar of New York State Tenant Block tells them to exercise their power.
And with City Hall, we will organize to usher in a new era that puts us, tenants, at the center of the city we run. We start today. Let's go.
Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
All right. We'll be telling you more and more about it as the time approaches. Well, he didn't want to pay a $2.75 bus fare to get on the bus, so he opened fire on four MTA inspectors. And for that, Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez's 52-year-old Samuel White of Starrett City pleaded guilty, and he gets to spend the next 15 years of his life behind bars. Pleaded guilty to opening fire on the inspectors at a Brooklyn bus stop. One of the inspectors actually took a slug. It wasn't life-threatening or anything. Gonzalez is convicted of four counts of attempted murder. The incident happened in April 2023 when he got on the bus and didn't pay. Says members of the MTA's Eagle team got on the B-82 Select and told him, okay, you need to get off and go to a kiosk and buy a ticket. The next bus is coming soon, so you better do it fast. Well, he got off all right, but he was so fired up, pulled out a gun and started shooting at folks. They're having the funeral tonight for the little 6-year-old boy who died in a fire up in the Bronx, along with his twin sister and his 1-year-old brother. People talking about the fact, though, that even at such a young age, the boy is impacting lives even in death by donating his organs. Osias Parks Harris donated both kidneys, his liver, and his pancreas to three people ages 8 through 37 who had been on a national waiting list. Lenny Aiken, who leads Live On New York, says the boy's gift of life is just an incredible tribute and a memorial.
This speaks to so many times in New York that we continue to see how families come together in their time of grief to be selfless and to be generous and to know that there's 100,000 people on the wait list and the ability for their loved one to live on by helping someone else live on is just an unbelievable opportunity.
Yeah, doctors worked really hard to save that baby and his twin sister Isis after a massive fire on May the 11th, which tore through their apartment building in Fordham. Their younger brother, Liam, died that same day, but the twins fought on for several days at Presby until their little bodies just couldn't handle it anymore. Osias' funeral is tonight in Mott Haven. The family started a GoFundMe to help pay for the services. In Belmore, they've lifted the shelter-in-place order now in a neighborhood where first responders had to contain a propane leak at a liquefied petroleum gas filling station. People living near the filling station at 2035 Belmore have been advised to stay in the house, according to the Nassau Fire Marshal's office. You know, injuries reported. Apparently, they had a leak in a 1,200-gallon tank, which was used to fill smaller 20-pound cylinders, like, you know, a barbecue tank. The fire marshal's hazmat team showed up out there to lower the pressure on the tank and prevent a leak of additional propane gas. So, apparently they got it under control, and the shelter-in-place order is thereby lifted. All right, everybody. Got a couple of little old geniuses here in the city competing in the National Spelling Bee, which starts today, and their schools are rallying behind them.
Sixth grader Jay Nyack at Hunter College Elementary is a lot more than just a speller, says school principal Don Roy.
He's a standout in so many different things, not only spelling, but in mathematics. So it didn't surprise me.
Nyack is making his third appearance in a row in the national competition. Roy describes him as salt of the earth and an old soul.
He always talks about how you can never trust spell check, so but that's definitely Jay.
Nyack is also a big cricket fan, even attending the World Cup when it was held here. His yearbook quote is, "Failure is a bruise, not a tattoo." Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
From the mouths of babes, we've also got Liam Kwan, let's not leave out, who's 10 years old and a fifth grader representing the NYC Department of Education. All right, young'uns, we're rooting for you. Got to lift those babies up, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.